All right, finding and regaining some balance. It's episode 446, and I've got plugins for sliding, reporting on actions, alerts, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you, but let's jump right into it. And according to the Mueller Report, you are listening to WP Plugins A to Z, the best classic press WordPress podcast in the universe. A big thank you to the No Agenda Show out there for their contributions and ideas and the occasional sound clip.
Squirrel!
All right. Also, a great moment for you to go take some time, go to the website, and subscribe to the newsletter for additional information. Get out there and hit everyone in the mouth. Spread the word about WP Plugins A to Z and catch it live every Thursday at noon on my YouTube channel, excluding today, of course, because I am running late. It is episode 446, and it's time to find and regain some balance. And I mean balance in multiple ways. Balance is coming to the show and my life. Today's show, it's a bit late today due to me having had an appointment with an eye specialist. So this is that getting old thing, you know, you go in for your annual eye exam to go, I think you need to see a specialist. Well, let's find out what it's all about. So we'll find out in the coming weeks whether I actually have any issues with my eyeballs or the eye guy checker was only imagining it. Also, support for the show is moving forward. I've had some new submissions for plugins. I've had some submissions for interviews, which will be coming down the pike. Let's keep this going. I need your support to keep this show going there. And there are lots of ways for you to support the show. I will cover those later on. This is number 6 of episode 52 for 2020. Working to provide you with the best WordPress classic press show on the interwebs. And I am looking for more participation from you, my producers, this year, as the sword of Damocles is hanging over the show. Keep the feedback coming. I greatly appreciate it. All right, with all of that, let's dive into some news.
Watch it burn, it leave, it's tough for me.
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Yes, we absolutely do have some tech news. Well, sort of. Tech news for WordPress. All right, so first off, what have I got for WordPress here? And you can't see the screen, so yeah, I'm hitting all the show's notes. There we go. Let's pop that one over. All right, so first article up, piece of information I've got, native lazy loading support is coming to the WordPress core. If you're already using a lazy loading plugin, this is the plugins that you use to lazy load your images, help speed up the load time for the website by delaying the downloads for the images until people start to scroll down the page where they actually need to see those images. That way the initial page load is almost instantaneous and you keep people, because I don't know, I'm guilty of it myself. I go to a website, hit it, after 3, 4, 5 seconds, if I still don't see anything loading, I go, forget it, and I'm back off to do something else. And unless it's something I really, really want to see. And this is the way the internet is in general. And they're looking at bringing that into the core of WordPress. This is an interesting article off of the Tavern. So go check the article out to find out more information that is happening with lazy loading. Check out the show notes for all of the links. Next article I got up here, the following two articles are related to each other. One's a little older because the meeting already happened. The second one covers the meeting. First Wise was an article about being able to join in the future of WordPress themes, a conversation about the theme review team, and they're planning to hold bi-weekly discussions. Now, they could continue with these ongoing meetings, but what they've been starting to discuss in them, and what this article talks about, is the discussion that's going to be happening around the future of themes for WordPress. Because of Gutenberg and the way Gutenberg is moving, they are moving Gutenberg as a block editor to become a theme editor. And it, one day, all the themes will actually be placeholders for blocks. This is what it might be coming down to for the theme developers. Instead of developing a theme with a look and feel that you work with, they're going to develop a theme with the placement for all the blocks that you put in there, and you determine how everything's going to be. Now, the second article that's popped up now, this one here is key takeaways from the first Future of Themes meeting. Now, of course, they had a discussion in there about calling it, what was it here? It's not necessarily a bad thing being early experimental. Block-based themes. They had some pushback about calling it a block-based themes meeting. And that is because there is obviously some bias in the group and where WordPress is headed with themes. And I believe I may have mentioned it a long time back, last year or so, that as, when they first hinted at this, is that Gutenberg is going to take over themes. It's going to change. If you've got a theme business, this could change your business in ways unknown yet. You know, it's going to make major changes in WordPress, especially when they finally get around to dropping support for the classic editor. Now, granted, someone may come up with a plugin. They'll have plugins say, hey, we still got the classic editor plugin to bring it on. But what happens if they drop the classic editor entirely from the WordPress core itself? You know, is that going to impact it? How about there's a lot of variables in this equation. So keep that in mind if you're sticking with WordPress. And unfortunately, like I said, like I said a couple of weeks ago, I'm kind of stuck in the WordPress ecosystem at the moment until I manage to take the time to learn a new builder. Because I got hooked into Elementor, and they have abandoned everyone else but Gutenberg. They went all in on Gutenberg. So let's see how that goes for everybody. That's really all the news I've got this week. I hadn't had a lot of time to pull together some news. So remember, folks, you want to see more and better news? Hit the website, hit the contact page, recommend some news and articles to me. Recommend them to Twitter, you know, at me at Twitter about news feeds, you know, hit the Facebook page, all of that. I'll be happy to add that in here and talk about it and give my viewpoints and opinions on the news as it comes up. Of course, this show is supported by you, the producers, as a value-for-value model, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, then give some value back. You know, not maybe, if, at, maybe, huh. No, give some value back to the show. Become a producer. Help the show out. You can help this show out by, one, donating money. You know, it's not free for bandwidth and server and time and everything else. All of that comes at a cost. The other is you can help by submitting artwork over at the WP Plugins Art Generator. And, you know, we'll talk about the art in a minute. You can submit articles, news, information. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. They don't even have to be your plugins. It could be one of your favorite plugins that you like. Submit it as a review. You can also create a monthly donation over at Patreon. I still take Patreon, so I like to acknowledge the producers. And first off, we'll be talking about this week's art. And of course, in this week's art here, it comes from Angel Lemieux of Koa Digital. And Angel has produced some really great art. And this one here is for our balance. And in the stuff for the balance, you know, he brought up a really great piece of art here. Take a look at that if you're looking on the screen. It's a really great piece of art. And what happens with this artwork is, of course, it goes into the show notes. It goes into the iTunes feed. So I change the artwork on a weekly basis. Excuse me. On a weekly basis, the artwork is changed out, giving the show a little bit of a fresh look week after week. So go check that out, folks. And if you want to get your artwork featured, please submit it through the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator. This week we have no executive producers. Executive producers, anyone $50 and over gets their note read out on the air and links in their show notes with it. Then anyone below $50 remains anonymous. I thank you very much. A big thank you to those who have hired me because of the podcast. I thank you very much. That is as good as donating to the show. Okay, with everything like that out of the way, let's dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay, what do we got first off for Classic Press news? Classic Press this week, I don't have a lot of news or any news this week at all. I didn't really find any. I did pick up one general article here, and it's from WPXVid, xhost.com. And what they did is they did an article here on backing up on the WPXVid backup plugin for WordPress or Classic Press. Now, these guys are supporting both WordPress and Classic Press. And they're talking about, I assume it's their plugin here. And it's nice to see the people that are supporting both platforms for the time being. And I know that's only going to happen for another year or two. And then it's going to be each one off in its own direction. And people are going to have to make a choice. But at the moment, we can ride right down the center line and reach over into whichever one we like. So go check this article out. It's a really good article about backing up, using their plugin for backups. A really useful article. And I do have a Classic Press plugin. This one here is Classic Press Widget Conditions. And it is from Matthew Callaghan. And Matt has created a plugin here that is similar to the one I use in WordPress, that you can determine what pages your widget appears on or doesn't appear on. A very useful plugin when you're using a theme with a single sidebar and you want to have plugins turned off on certain pages. Maybe you like to have a contact form in your sidebar, but if they actually go to the contact page, you don't want the contact form also in the sidebar. You need to turn it off there. So this is a plugin to help you do that for Classic Press. The plugin is built specifically for Classic Press, so make sure you go check it out and check out the links in the show notes for it. And this looks to be a very fantastic plugin, so I went and gave it a 5 dragon rating. So go check out for the Classic Press specific plugins that are absolutely known. You can go over to classicpress.net and to the forum. There's a link directly in the show notes that takes you to the current list of 49 plugins that are known to be Classic Press exclusive. So go check those out. They could help you out when you're building out a Classic Press website. Plus, there's a few other places you might want to go wander around. You know, the Classic Press Club. You might want to go check out the Code Potence plugin directory and all of those miscellaneous things that are happening for Classic Press. It seems like it's on again, off again for Classic Press, what I have week by week, you know, and it's kind of expected at this stage of Classic Press's growth that I will have some stuff one week and not so much the other week. It'd be nice, like in the beginning I had a lot, but that's because everyone was talking about it, and now it's kind of on an even keel. So make sure you go check that stuff all out. All right, so let's go on into WordPress plugins. What have I got for you this week for WordPress plugins? Well, the first one I've got for you here is one that I may have reviewed many, many moons ago, and that's Slider Revolution. And I probably reviewed it when it was in version 4 or early version 5, but of course it's in version 6 now, and I hadn't used it for about half a year to a year. I built sliders and then I didn't have to touch it and I just left it. Yes, I updated it, but I never went in to redo the sliders because they were just a permanent fixture on websites. Didn't have much to change them. But I recently had to help a client rebuild some sliders, get rid of an old slider plugin that was junk, and replace it with Revolution Slider. Personally, I think it's one of the best, if not the best, slider plugin out there, but I'm not overly impressed with version 6. version 6, they have taken it from what used to be a very intuitive plugin, intuitive menus, locations for intuitive for all your settings. It was all very intuitive, easy to navigate. You could find stuff, you could figure it out, you could tweak it. It was a dream. It took me a fair amount of time just to relearn their new interface. It was one of those, oh my God, they upgraded my user experience and now I don't know where anything is located. And once I did get it figured out, it still works just as well. Great plugin, does a great job. The layering system, the animations, all the bits and pieces flow the way they're supposed to. But it does, if you were used to the older version, such as I was, it's quite a jump in learning curve. So while it's still a fantastic plugin, I can't give it a 5 dragon rating. I've got to ping this one right down to a 4 because of that. Now, it is a premium plugin. The premium cost on it, of course, is $29. So make sure if you want it, it's worth the $29. So, and if you buy it from Envato, it's a one-time fee and you just keep getting updates from perpetuity. If you actually need some help and support, then you got to go pay the help and support fee. But go check it out, Revolution Slider. I give it a 4 dragon rating. Okay, the next plugin I've got for you is WP Client Reports. This one was sent in to me by Jesse Sutherland. And this one here is a plugin for those of you that manage client websites such as I do. And if you get the client or the occasional client that wants to know everything you're doing and all the stuff you're doing, the updates and other bits and pieces with it, this may be a perfect plugin for you. This is a report builder for you. And once you install it into your WordPress website, what it does is it tracks everything you do to it, and then it produces a report for you. Produces a report for how many times you've updated it. It gives you some analytics reports, uptime reports, MailChimp, WooCommerce, a whole bunch of stuff. And then with a few clicks, it turns it into an email, and you can email it to yourself or to your client. A great way to show what you've been doing. The other useful feature about it is because it tracks everything. If your client gets in there and changes stuff on you, you have a record also. So you'll know if they've done that. So, yep, that's what we've got. This is a really great plugin. I really like how it's working. I'm getting it set up on one of my own sites for managing before I spring for getting a pro license. They have a free version which has their branding on it. The pro version, you can put your own branding on it, make some other adjustments to it, but great little plugin. Go check this one out. It's called WP Client Reports, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. Okay, before I head on to the next plugin, we'll circle back for a moment. Hemdian had a question for me, and I assume that was for the Slider Revolution. Yeah, he asked if that's US dollars. Yes, it's US dollars. All software is priced in US dollars, except for the occasional piece I run into that's priced in British pounds or euros. I really hate the ones in British pounds because those ones are kind of painful. The euros, not so bad now. I mean, the euro's been taking a pounding. It's all the way down to $1.10 last I heard. Although the British pound, not so bad. It's somewhere around $1.30, which is better than it's been for a very long time. And that's Canadian dollars to those, not American dollars to them. I don't compare American dollars really. So at any rate, yeah, it's US dollars. So, okay, the next plugin I've got for you. This one is called Alert Me Automatic Post Update Notifications to Subscribers. And it was sent in by Chris Raymond. So thank you, Chris. I greatly appreciate you sending this in to me. And this one here, I didn't get a chance to test it personally, but just looking it over, it kind of reminds me of plugins I've used in the past. Really great ideas in theory, and in practice I found that they really didn't give much benefit to my site. I mean, it looks to be a great plugin. It'll do exactly what it says it does. In other words, it puts a link on a web page. It's like maybe you create a web page or a page that updates regularly, or you create news articles that's in process of being updated and you want people to click to email to get updates as the flow happens to it. Maybe, maybe not. You know, I found that when I used one of these, I didn't get the kind of responses I was hoping for. Maybe it's just that the people who visit my website aren't that type of people. If you're on a website that does have that kind of traffic, or people are subscribing to stuff just to get the updates, this could be a benefit to you. So it may be something for you to look at. It's a relatively new plugin, really great little plugin. It collects the subscribers on your website, and as soon as you publish an update to that particular post or page, it sends out an email notification to those who have subscribed to it. And it's kind of, yeah, I guess it kind of reminds me of the ones that I used for comments. You know, if someone commented on a site, I'm trying to remember the plugin. It's been a long time since I've had it turned on, because sometimes it just creates problems. But great little plugin. Something to go check out, something that could be of help to you, and it is called Automatic Post Updates, Notifications to Subscribers, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Okay, this show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks, and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site by placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard. CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. And if you're looking at using CMS Commander, go check it out. Get your 14-day free trial. Use the links in my show notes. I'd greatly appreciate it. They are affiliate links. Make me a few extra bucks. Like I said, I've been using that plugin now for 9 years, and it's more than a plugin. It is a good major tool for managing multiple websites. I've managed as many as 75 and as few as 15. Right now, I'm currently somewhere in the middle. So it's a really great tool to add to your arsenal when you're working with client sites. Okay, feedback. I do like my listener feedback, and I have a little bit this week, a couple of items I pulled off Twitter after last week's show. Now, the first one was, of course, I reviewed a plugin last week, the IP address approval, and I wasn't overly good to those guys. Well, what else can I say? I gave them some points and some things about what I thought about, you know, all the tracking information, but they had a few things they had to say. They put it all in several tweets out to me, and this is what it is when I consolidate it all down. And of course, it's thanks for taking a look at and sharing our plugin. Sorry we missed the live show. We thought the missing audio on YouTube was an issue in our end. Well, I forgot to talk about the missing audio from last week's show. That was at my end. I kind of messed up the audio really good for some reason. I wasn't sending any audio from my program that consolidates all this stuff and sends it out to YouTube stream. For some reason, the audio was turned off. I blamed that on the Windows update I did the day before. It changed every one of my settings for all of my bloody sound drivers. And I just forgot to check that one program when I went live. At any rate, they go on to say, we would like to address your concerns and would have liked to be part of the discussion. So again, our apologies. Hey, no problem. You want to be part of the discussion, guys? I would love to have you on for an interview, and then you can give all your side of the story and talk about it and convince me why it's a good thing to have all data tracking. But you know, I know data tracking happens. I give it all the time. Well, not all the time. I give it where I think it's necessary. But again, anyway, they go on to say, blog owner's name. It's nice to know who we're talking to and supposed to be talking to. The username, it helps us with verification, email, verification and communications, a blog ID, a number that is specific to one site in your WP account. That means you can track the specific website all the time. The domain URL and the blog ID would go hand in hand, I would think. And it must match via API. This way, no one can use your code on their site. Yeah, I could believe that was happening, that somebody would sign up for one website. I'd probably be guilty of that myself, sign up one website and put it on all my websites, because it's just a real pain to multiple websites sometimes. And was showing up as a referral spam in the site visitor log. Currently, the theme name, theme name is for troubleshooting. Well, I could sort of see that for troubleshooting, but yeah, it's something. The WordPress version for troubleshooting. Oh, absolutely. If you're troubleshooting, the plugin version for that's your plugin version. You should always know that. Almost all, so many plugins call home now. It's hard to know which ones aren't calling home. I've kind of accepted that. That said, you should be able to see why these things are important to us. I can see why they're important to you, and they are useful. It's also easier to see these details that the site owner might not clue how to find. It's also easier to see those details that the site owner might not have a clue on how to find. That's what's missing. Or at least saves us the trouble of having to ask just so we can troubleshoot a possible conflict or issue. Well, I can understand that. As for the API, we do provide a service. Hey, I have no grudge against your service, and I feel you're worth every penny you charge for it. Absolutely. Everyone needs to be reimbursed for their time in some way. And I know the service would come to you at a cost. It's just, like I said, there's other ways of doing it for those that don't want a service. Good news is that we're usually running at 99.99% uptime, which is most of the internet these days. I can only see the last 90 days, and that 1% is probably an error on their end based on 1 minute pings. Well, most likely true. Downtime on the internet these days is very, very minimal, thankfully. I do remember the days when downtime was such a common occurrence. It wasn't funny. On that note, user questions thus far are almost non-existent because we like to be thorough. We make sure that we are satisfied, so you are too. Sometimes it may not be so apparent, but we've been here before and like to make things easy as possible for all involved. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate your feedback on it. And again, I would love to get you for an interview on the show. Reach out to me. You can go to the WP Plugins A to Z site, click on the link in the menu bar to book an interview. You can book it at your time. I have specific times set aside for doing interviews, so you book whatever one works for you. All right, and from the Gutenberg Times, they just went, thanks for the shout-out. Appreciate it, John. Well, thank you, Gutenberg Times. I'm glad for shouting out to you. I tried to give more and more shout-outs, doing better than I used to. I used to be really piss poor at acknowledging all the sources I got. And I'm getting much better at that because I realized I need to acknowledge my sources way more than I do. Okay, contests. The contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin, who have kindly provided me with the premium version for my contests. Congratulations for the last month's contest. Go out to Martin for winning the $25 Amazon gift card. I hope you got the card okay, Martin. Please let me know. Amazon should have sent it right off to you. And the next contest is going to be coming up for next week's show. I'm pretty sure I've got a key for a plugin to give away. I just got to track it down in my emails and figure out what I did with it. That's why I don't have it this week, aside from not always having the time to get everything prepared this last week. All right, so all you got to do, follow up on contests, just go to wppluginsaz.com/contest to find out what the latest contest is. Okay, closing out this episode, I covered up the following plugins: the Slider Revolution Responsive, Revolution Slider as I call it, because I just don't like the way they've termed it, but the Slider Revolution, which I gave a 4 to, the WP client reports, which I gave a 5 to, the alert me automatic post update notifications to subscribers, which I gave a 4 to, and then the Classic Press widget conditions plugin, which I gave a 5 to. Couple of quick reminders. The next WordPress meetup in Victoria is on February 25th, 2020, and it will be on assessing your website host. You will learn how to assess your website host. Is your hosting company and hosting package really meeting your needs? Learn how to compare hosting companies and their packages. Decide what services you need and don't need, and how to know how much space you really need, etc. There's going to be a lot I'm going to cover in this, and it should be an interesting thing. For those of you that can't make it, it will be broadcast live here on the YouTube channel. But for more information, just go to wppluginsa-z.com/meetup for all the details on what's happening there. Okay, and there are the interviews that'll be coming down the pike real soon, so keep your ear out for those. You want to find out more about me and my personal life? Well, follow me on the Rogue's Journey at theroguestavern.com. You can check out my adventures into the wild, searching for gold, hiking, camping, out on the gun range, and more. These are all the things I do with what spare time I've been carving out in my life. I went for too many years without spare time, and now I'm done. It's time to give myself more and more time. And I thought it might be interesting to record it and put it up on my YouTube channel and see if anyone finds it interesting besides me. All right, so that's pretty much it. If you would like to support the show in ways, well, go listen back at the beginning where I talk all about it. That's pretty much everything I've got. If you want to hang around and ask me questions after this, please feel free to fire them into the YouTube chat channel. But I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.